If you would please open your Bibles to the book of Acts. Book of Acts, chapter 26. We'll be reading from verse 9 here in a second. When it comes to serving God, sincerity is not enough, because we can be serving Him in the wrong manner. He set a standard for us to follow and a pattern for us to follow in worship toward Him. And if we're not following that pattern, it doesn't matter if we're sincere. It's not going to be pleasing to Him. If you will, begin reading with me in verse 9. This is Paul talking about his past when he was persecuting Christians and the church and Jesus. It says, "Indeed, I myself thought I must do many things contrary to the name of Jesus of Nazareth. This I also did in Jerusalem, and many of the saints I shut up in prison, having received authority from the chief priests. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. And I punished them often in every synagogue, and compelled them to blaspheme. And being exceedingly enraged against them, I persecuted them even to foreign cities." We see here that he said that himself, he thought he must do many things contrary to Christ. So he was, he thought what he was doing was right. But obviously, since he was contrary to Christ, it was not. If you will turn with me to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 1. We'll begin reading in verse 12. It says, this is also Paul. It says, "I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled me, because He counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. And the grace of our Lord was exceedingly abundant with faith and love, which are in Christ Jesus. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. However, for this reason I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show all longsuffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on Him for everlasting life." So see that Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and he was an insolent man. But while he was doing those things, he was sincere in what he was doing. But since it wasn't the will of God and not what God was having him to do, it was not pleasing to God. But when he found out that what he was doing was not pleasing to God and not what he was supposed to be doing, he was forgiven when he turned away from what he was doing. It says in verse 15 that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He called himself the chief of sinners, even though while he was doing those things, he was sincere. But when he turned away from them, then he was right with God when he was saved, when he was baptized into Christ. If you're here tonight and you have been doing these things or been worshiping God and a manner that He has not taught us to do, or you have not been baptized because you don't think it's necessary, we've been told in the Bible to hear the Word, believe it, and repent of our sins, confess Christ, and confess our sins, and be baptized for the remission of our sins, so that we can have that hope of heaven. And if you have not done that, then you do not have that hope of heaven at this time. So before you leave tonight, think about that at this time. Because if you leave, it might be too late if you do not name the name of Christ tonight. And if you have named the name of Christ, but you have fallen away, and you have not been serving Him the way He has us to be, He wants us to serve Him, then you can come forward for encouragement or to confess your sins to be forgiven of them. Please come forward at this time while we now stand and sing.